The U.S. Administrator for Iraq, Jay Garner, said today he believes an interim governing council to replace the regime of Saddam Hussein will be in place by mid-May. Garner said the council will be comprised of returned exiles and local Iraqi leaders. In Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, U.S. forces last week conducted raids against armed groups that still support the former Iraqi leader. They seized weapons and money. One man was killed. NPR's Scott Simon reports.
Tikrit may be one of the few places left in Iraq in which pictures of Saddam Hussein are taken down for safekeeping. Saddam Hussein filled his Ba'ath Party leadership with Tikritis. He made Tikrit the most prosperous-looking small town in Iraq, building handsome new roads, schools, homes, mosques, and hospitals here. He made certain that Tikrit's central market had low prices. When a group of men who linger during the day outside a produce store that now seems to have more flies than fruit are asked, who is the greatest person in history? The answer is unapologetic and proud.
I absolutely tell you that he is Saddam Hussein, because he is the person who made all of the infrastructure of the country. He made the colleges, the universities, everything like that. So we do love Saddam Hussein.
U.S. forces say that support for the old regime here is not just sentimental. They say there are active plots to strike U.S. forces and Iraqi civilians helping in reconstruction, and that last week's raids averted attacks by seizing 15 people they believe to be involved, weapons, and about $3,000. They confirm that one Iraqi man was killed. People on a street in the Alcala district have a different interpretation of those details. They say that in the early hours of Friday, May 2nd, scores of U.S. soldiers in armored personnel carriers churned down their street, smashing down the iron gates in front of their homes. Haider Ayad is a medical student.
They entered the house and had guns. I told them I'm a pre-medical doctor. I'm a student, medical student. I told them that I can't speak English. They shouted, shut up, and told us that they are from U.S. Army. They told us to get down, me and my brother. The woman put them in a room. Really, it was a wild surprise.
As people walked over a crunched iron gate, they explained that they'd been cuffed with plastic restraints and had black sacks pulled over their heads. Standard procedure in a nighttime raid.
This situation continued for about 3 hours. We seated on the street directly without shoes. They found nothing in our houses, as guns, weapons, so we returned safely. But others' houses, they may find weapons. It is personal weapons.
Don't you have personal weapons in the U.S., he asked. The accounts of the people in Alcala and the U.S. Army differ most critically on the death of a resident. The Army says a man tried to take a weapon from an American soldier, and they shot him. His neighbors say that Imad Sliman Musa, a primary school teacher, was killed when he flicked on a flashlight. Dr. Saad Abdulaziz Ali teaches medicine at the University of Tikrit.
They killed him. When the soldiers checked everything, he was sleeping. He just wake up to say, what happened, what happened, what is the matter? And they shoot him down. And they say, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. What's the story? They killed the man and they say, sorry.
The neighbors also charged that U.S. soldiers looted, stole one woman's ring, one man's watch, and family cash unconnected to the Ba'ath Party or terrorist plots. Haider Ayad says that on Saturday, a U.S. Army major and a Sudanese-born translator came to Alcala to document the scene and offer the residents an alternative explanation for their losses.
They told us the leaders in Tikrit of U.S. Army didn't have any idea about this problem. Really, they were surprised. Take pictures, and they said that we will tell the general about this situation. And they told us that it is a gang, a real gang, not related to the U.S. Army.
Captain Tom Bryant of the U.S. Army confirms that an investigation into the raid in Alcala is being conducted. That is standard when a death occurs. He denies that U.S. soldiers looted any of the residents. One of the people in Alcala made a point of saying confidentially that some of his neighbors did have Ba'ath Party guns and money in their homes. He says they were forced on them by Saddam Hussein followers who fled and told them, keep this for us. The Americans will come and go, but we will be back. Scott Simon, NPR News, Tikrit.